This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. All right, a little pop culture question for y'all. What TV show would you say had the biggest impact on American reality TV? I'll give you a hint. It features a bunch of strangers on an island competing for life-changing money. I guess there are a lot of shows like that now. But Survivor, when it first aired in 2000, well, it changed everything. That's when it really clicked for networks that reality TV, it is a potential gold mine. It can be a lot cheaper and quicker to produce than scripted TV. It's partly why we've seen an explosion of reality TV over the last couple decades. To talk more about the genre and the demand for it, we called up sociologist Danielle Lindemann. She just came out with a new book called True Story: What Reality TV Says About Us. Danielle, welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks so much for having me on.
So I am fascinated by reality TV, but that definitely wasn't always the case. There was a time where I feel like I had my nose in the air about it. And you even write in your book that it's often this ridiculed form of entertainment. So then from a sociologist's perspective, why is reality TV something we should care about?
Sure. So certainly it's seen as this kind of guilty pleasure form of entertainment. Even among those of us like myself who love it, right? We still kind of love it on the sly.
Right.
Well, I guess it feels not like so much on the sly since I've written a whole book about it. At this point, the cat's out of the bag, right?
Put yourself on blast. Yeah.
But if you actually start to kind of dissect these shows, you start to see that they show us who we are, just in amplified form. They're kind of a funhouse mirror of our culture. So some of the worst things about our culture, right? Our sexism, our racism, our classism are on, again, full blast. Mm-hmm. But they also kind of show us more exciting things, how we evolve as a culture, how we learn and how we grow.
Hmm. Yeah, I love that description, funhouse mirror. I feel like they're just like parodies of how we exist day to day.
Exactly. And there's something to be learned from parody. You know, reality TV is just regular life kind of just dialed up to 11.
Are there particular shows that you feel like are especially interesting to research from a sociological standpoint?
Sure. So, I mean, I guess it depends what aspect of social life you're interested in. But if we want to look at, say, you know, economics.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Yeah. So, like, one of the things that's really interesting to me about reality TV is that it really takes us on a tour through the class system in ways that other forms of TV don't always. And granted, it doesn't show us everybody. For instance, it doesn't show us the very poor very often. Mm. But if we want to look at, say, the difference in portrayals between a show like Here Comes Honey Boo Boo and The Real Housewives.
Right.
And what are the things that... Sorry.
Sorry, not to interrupt, but just so folks know, how would you describe these shows if they haven't watched them?
Sure. So Here Comes Honey Boo Boo is kind of about... It's a spinoff of Toddlers and Tiaras, which focused on child beauty pageants. Mm-hmm. It's this kind of working class family, and they're kind of presented as buffoons. And then you have kind of on the other end of the spectrum, the kind of Real Housewives, which shows, you know, it's basically a tour through their like luxury homes, you know, jewelry, $25,000 sunglasses. There was actually one study in England that found of teens that found that young people actually watched reality TV, middle-class young people watched reality TV, and they felt that it kind of reaffirmed their kind of superiority or their own middle-class position. They looked at themselves in distinction to the kind of working-class participants on some of these shows.
So it seems like then on one hand, reality TV can introduce people to groups that they may otherwise not see, but it also can exploit stereotypes, some of which I imagine can be harmful to marginalized groups. So then my question is our society better or worse because of reality TV?
Oh, that is such a good question. I get that question all the time.
Yeah.
I think in some ways, yes, obviously reality TV exploits people in marginalized positions, not just the working class people, but, you know, people of color, absolutely, you know, queer people, yes. At the same time, reality TV is incredibly diverse. It is much more diverse than scripted TV, and it has always been so in terms of representations of African Americans, representations of queer people, even going back to the early days of The Real World. So I guess to speak to your question, or to not speak to your question, to maybe sidestep it, whether or not it's harmful or helpful, we can still look at these shows and they can still teach us about ourselves. And the fact that it teaches us about ourselves can ultimately be helpful.
There is an elephant in the room that I feel like we have to talk about, which is former President Donald Trump, who, of course, rode a wave of reality TV fame into the White House. What does that say about the influence of this genre on our lives?
Yeah, I mean, was he elected president because of reality TV? I mean, people who already knew who he was, maybe we'll never know. But yeah. I mean, seeing him sitting in a room wearing a suit, looking official, barking orders, maybe that did help him. At the very least, it shows us the importance of taking reality TV seriously. Like, we can watch it and we can have fun with it, but it's something that has the potential to kind of move mountains in a very real way. And it's a wake-up call to us that it's important to take seriously these forms of pop culture, not just reality TV, but other forms of pop culture that we tend to see as kind of just kind of frivolous sideshows, because he wasn't a sideshow, right? He was the main event and still is in some ways.
Right. Yeah. And I remember it being a big part of my own cultural awareness growing up. Like, reading your book, it uncovered this memory where I had this one teacher who, for some reason, always made us watch The Apprentice every Friday afternoon. In school, which is wild. But I think it just shows, how pervasive reality TV is in our lives.
I love that my book is helping you uncover repressed memories.
of Trump just saying you're fired in my computer
what
science class.
What class was that? Oh, computer science. I was going to think maybe it was politics.
I don't know. No. I have no idea why we were watching that. But anyway. Danielle Lindemann is a sociologist and author of a new book called True Story. Danielle, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.